the fourth and final hour. You know, we shell American Drug War One, American Drug War Two, How We Won the West. They're excellent films. I consulted on both. I'm a big part of How We Won the West, Part Two of American Drug War. But, you know, it exposes government drug dealing, everything that's happening, how they're attacking states' rights, how they're blocking medical marijuana. I'm not a pot smoker. I don't particularly like it. I have smoked it before in high school and college sometimes. You know, girlfriend's like, come on, before we go in the movie. And I'm like, God, I wish I hadn't smoked that. But the point is, it's a freedom issue. And I have another article here from Slate. The Chemist War. More than 10,000 Americans were poisoned by the government, who would secretly spike illegal alcohol with deadly poison. And the government brags they spray paraquat on marijuana. This is the drug war. The bigger it gets, the more drugs are on the streets. The big banks that the Federal Reserve controls launder the money. I'm done with it. That's coming up. Because after Kevin Booth premiered this film in L.A., they raided most of the people that were at the meeting who were legal, lawful marijuana dispensaries. This is Obama's change. So this is a suppressed film. They do not want you to have How Weed Won the West available at Infowars.com, discounted out of the gates. Now, I played the audio of this at the start of the show, but I want to put the video here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well. This is in an article that was written by Steve Watson about how the controversy over naked body scanners explodes. There's criminal investigations by the FBI. The federal government paid for these laptops nationwide to go out. The schools access them, watch the kids at school, out of school. And we found a Frontline piece from a year ago where they show them watching people, the children, in live time and laughing about it. No comment about Big Brother, no nothing. They're just teaching the new generation to fully accept this. Now, remember, Google and others announced 4 years ago, they're using your computer to watch you and listen to you. They use computers for keywords to do it. This is public. This is public. So let's go ahead and play this video. Go ahead.
So I click, and there's an observe button, and it brings up their screen.
The school's assistant principal spends part of each day remotely monitoring what the kids are doing on their laptops.
We have a photo booth.
He can see them, but they can't see him.
These kids are goofing off, taking pictures of themselves in class.
So wait, do all the kids have the cameras on?
Sixth and seventh grade have cameras. A lot of kids are just on it to check their hair, do their makeup. They just use it like it's a mirror. I always like to mess with them and take a picture. 9 times out of 10, they duck out of the way. And then they shut down and they get right back to work. So I can see he's got a few things going on here. He's got the photo booth program open. He's got his social studies project open. School email open. You know, I think the kids know what is expected of them, but they also want to do all their other things. That's what I see a lot of, is the multitasking. But I was doing my work too.
Most of the adults at the school actually seemed pretty sanguine about the kids being so easily distracted.
You learn something new every day.
I think that.
So they're all relaxed. They're only concerned that the kids may screw around on their computers, not that they're watching the kids. And then to mess with them, he takes a picture of them, and they see it flash on the screen to let them know they're being watched, and the little girl gets out of the way. Now, here they're just rolling it out. But it's come out in Philadelphia and other cities. The kids go home, and the school admits they turn it on and watch them at home. After all, it's the government's computer. We gave it to you free. Taxpayers didn't pay for that. The kids now think it's normal to have their computer watching them, and all new computers have the built-in on the screen, at the top of the screen. School cams cases explode as feds initiate probe. School spy cam case explodes as feds initiate probe. Got a bunch of videos, article. Get this out to everyone you know who's in denial about this. Adults, iPhone users, people using any cell phones with cameras. You can't even take the batteries off most of the new cell phones. You're being watched. You're being controlled. Why do we then still have a free iPhone app? We go into the Matrix to wake people up out of the Matrix. We're coming through your iPhone right now to tens of thousands of iPhone listeners with a free app warning you about it through the devilish device. That's grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Summer of 2009. People were losing their jobs and the value of our homes were dwindling before our very eyes. In California, state workers were being given IOUs in lieu of paychecks. And yet through all the hellishness, one fledgling industry was not only surviving, it was booming.
A lot of people think it's strange that marijuana, which has had this shadow over for so long, is now being sold in storefronts in California.
What's happened is, as many people in the culture have used marijuana, they found out that Reefer Madness and other such propaganda films were just that, propaganda.
Cannabis, even very potent cannabis, is a remarkably safe medicine. We don't hear the horror stories with medical cannabis that we do with prescription drugs.
More patients are going to realize that they have a viable medication, and the rest of the states are going to slowly turn this way.
Even though California and other states have legalized marijuana, we've seen a massive increase in smash and grab raids.
Now there is continued outrage tonight following a DEA raid on a medicinal marijuana clinic.
Several law enforcement agencies raided the dispensaries in Culver City and West Los Angeles.
There used to be a dispensary called Organica here, and as you can see behind me, the place is just really only a shell right now.
Sorry guys, we're closed right now.
We know this is all about you making something that's naturally occurring illegal so you can create artificial scarcity and jack up the prices.
Obama doesn't have that much power as we're seeing now.
I inhale frequently.
The drug dealing banks own and control many of the private prisons that hapless drug users are incarcerated in.
there's an inflection point that when we get over 3.2% of the population incarcerated, it actually increases crime.
This is risky, but I don't see any other strategy. I'm going to go down for it then. I'm sick of what they're doing to people. This is wrong.
But the big kahuna is international control. Codex Alimentarius is a global compact being agreed to by the United Nations, the Fortune 500, and governments on a planetary scale. They want to criminalize over-the-counter sale of vitamin C, fish oil, colloidal silver, aloe vera. They want to make these controlled substances. That's why they're fighting to keep marijuana illegal.
Prohibition drives the price up on everything.
How Weed Won the West is an indictment of the phony drug war and exposes how the government and big banks are bringing in the majority of hard narcotics and how they want to keep marijuana illegal as a pretext to pack the prisons with nonviolent offenders. In this film, you'll see drug dealers who don't want the government to decriminalize.
I'm not in favor of no dispensaries. I want everybody to come to me.
You want to bring down the New World Order, expose the phony drug war, end marijuana prohibition, decriminalize it. How Weed Won the West is awesome. I consulted on it. I'm in it. You can pre-order How Weed Won the West today, and it ships out from my offices on February 15th, 2010 at Infowars.com. We're discounting it out of the gates, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get American Drug War half price or Fall of the Republic half price when you order at Infowars.com. How Weed Won the West. It's powerful. It will absolutely expose the fraud that is the drug war.
Because we were taught all throughout history to fight for that right. We're Americans. That's what we're supposed to do.
Now I want to be clear. Alcohol is abused. Marijuana is abused. Prozac's bad, period. Ritalin. But the government pushes all those other drugs. Everybody knows that during Prohibition, the mafia more than quadrupled in size. The police got more corrupted. Alcohol prices went way up. Alcohol use tripled. These are all official government numbers. And the mafia didn't have alcohol to be illegal anymore. So they made marijuana and cocaine and heroin that you could buy at any local drugstore. And people knew that losers used that stuff. Now, marijuana is literally a wonder plant when it comes to glaucoma and cancer. And I mean, it's ridiculous. But the point is, they need to continue the drug war. And now they want to make it vitamins. Canada's already announcing they're going to arrest people that sell over-the-counter vitamins in Canada. That was in the Toronto Star 2 weeks ago. This is really going on. This is Codex Alimentarius. The globalists know this creates crime. It empowers criminal groups at the highest and lowest levels. That's why I'm for decriminalization. But the film is about states' rights, government drug dealing, everything. Now, I really wasn't going to talk about this film much more. You know, we sell it. I'm in it. It's on the website. It's excellent. But this is what happened. I had, of course, Tommy Chong on the show of Cheech and Chong, top comedian, one of the top comedians in the country, on the show to talk about AKA Tommy Chong. And the film was getting no attention. They weren't even selling very many copies of it. They printed a few thousand. I had him on, and the feds raided the private separate filmmakers and stole the copies, and later it got dropped in court. That made the film go mega huge. It went on what Showtime and then HBO and sold hundreds of thousands of copies. That's how stupid they are, because the film exposes how they got people hired inside Tommy Chong's business that sold pipes for tobacco, marijuana, whatever, his right, his son selling it. They tried for 4 years, hundreds of times, was it 400 plus times, to put orders into this one county where marijuana pipes are illegal in the U.S. And finally, they got one of their people to mail it out. They put Tommy Chong in jail for several years as a big stunt. Now, Kevin Booth's going to break this down. We're going to go to some of the victims of this. Kevin Booth had a big showing at a dispensary in their back parking lot. Hundreds of people were there. The feds were there marking down names. They raided a bunch of dispensaries that night, the next day, and told them because of the film. They are scared of this documentary. And again, even if you don't believe in decriminalization and you think the drug war is great and the government shipping it in is wonderful, Don't you believe in the First Amendment? You just saw Geithner not letting people in a press conference on the side of the highway in America. They want this film shut down. Now, the good news is a lot of the DVDs have already shipped out, and I don't know if they're stupid enough to try to raid Kevin, the filmmaker, but this is on the distributors all over. The point is, this was a major attack. Kevin Booth, director, maker of the award-winning, aired on Showtime, you name it, one of their top-rated show, by the way, I saw that in the news, their number one show, number one on demand as well for more than a year, was American Drug War. This film is much more hardcore. And that's why they're so scared. His film barely gets into government drug dealing. It's just how the drug war hurts everybody. This one does. And, Kevin, I'm a little concerned about this. Break down what happened that night and in the aftermath.
Well, basically, I mean, the screening went quite well. I mean, Craig is also on the line who can testify to some of this.
Yes, Craig Rubin. And we're going to tell folks about him in just a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's more familiar with some of the locals and the narcs in the area. But, you know, the owner, Jeff Joseph, who has been busted over and over again, and if everybody remembers a famous picture that circulated on the Internet over a year ago about Blackwater raiding a marijuana dispensary, that was him. That's what happened to him.
And let's be clear. These are legal under state law. It's like a Target store. It's right there, and the feds keep coming in and raiding, and now under Obama, it's getting even worse.
Exactly. And then what happened was just a few days after the screening, they came and arrested him and just took him away. Now, they've been arresting or they've been raiding other dispensaries, but this is the only two people to ever get arrested and do jail time are Craig and Jeff, who are in the film. And they're literally throwing the book at Jeff. I just spoke to his sister this morning. It was in all the newspapers that he was under $350,000 bail. It's now been raised to $520,000 bail.
Yeah, I should add, Jeff Joseph was going to be on today, but they've arrested him.
Exactly, yeah. He's sitting in the Twin Tower in downtown L.A. It's probably one of the most hellish places on earth. He has 24 felonies against him, including money laundering and just a whole list of just crazy things that had nothing to do with them, like being charged because they're saying that somebody was passing out flyers promoting the dispensary, and one of these flyers made it to some kid at some school. And so basically in court yesterday.
Oh, it's for the children. Oh.
The prosecutor, yeah, just kept bringing up this one thing about how this one child.
Well, I would bring out how they push Prozac and Ritalin in that school.
No, exactly. It's amazing.
Okay, well, we're about to go to break. Let's go to Craig Rubin. And Craig, briefly, you have a long bio. Tell us a little bit about yourself and break down what's happening here.
Well, I was at the screening the other night, and some of the agents that were there actually left sweating because we were there. But, you know, I've been involved with medical marijuana. I played the owner of the medical marijuana club on the show Weeds, and we really portrayed it in kind of a negative way. And my wife and I are Bible believers. We have seven kids, so we opened a medical marijuana club at the church, trying to reach people who use medical marijuana with the word. And I was sentenced to 4 years and 8 months in prison. And now I was arrested. And then I got permission from the judge to do it again and the probation department. And then I was arrested again on October 22nd of 2009. I go to trial starting on this Thursday, the 25th of February, and I'm facing 12 years now for selling 1 gram of pot to a officer who came in as a qualified patient with a doctor's note and a valid California ID.
Which is state law. I mean, let's be clear. You're following the law.
And I have a permit to sell medical marijuana from the city. I have permission from a judge, from the probation
department. This is just like Austin with the ATF shutting down the gun show with no law.
Right. Well, and they're going after, I've known Jeff for 20 years. He's been, like me, someone who's been interested in hemp. We both had stores where we sold hemp clothes before medical marijuana became.
Which has no THC in it.
Yeah, had none of it. But we didn't get in trouble for that. But we've been activists. And so we've been people who speak out. And what's going on is the government is taking over this industry. Lots of medical marijuana clubs are run by police officers or government agents. And that guy from Blackwater is actually a DEA agent. He would just happen to be wearing a Blackwater shirt during that raid. But he was a DEA agent, and we got his name when he raided my temple back in 2006.
Well, this is incredible. I mean, it's like Seattle. Something like half the bars are owned by cops. They go sell each other drugs in the bathroom of nice bars and restaurants, and then they own and run it. I mean, just total parasites. Now outside the law, coming in federally and at the state, prosecuting you guys. And they all want this film seen, folks. They went crazy.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if it can read, it can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water.
We're talking to Craig Rubin and Kevin Booth, joining us from Los Angeles. Let's go back to that night. I mean, Kevin, you were telling me they raided a bunch of the dispensaries that attended. These are legal under state law. The state's coming in and saying, okay, there's 500 or so of these in the city of 10 million people. Now we're going to allow you to have 150, and it'll all be certified groups. And it's openly detectives and cops and retired FBI agents I mean, I guess they were the drug dealers before, and so, okay, if they're going to legalize it, only we can run it. I mean, this is mafia government. There's so many issues here, Craig Rubin and Kevin Booth.
Well, I mean, it's working on so many levels. By the way, it's 1,000 dispensaries, and now they're saying what they're going to bring it down to 70. So, well, who gets to decide which of those, in other words...
Okay, so the numbers have changed, because the news said in the L.A. Times it was like 500 dispensaries. They want to cut it down to 150. It's even worse than that?
There's 1,000 in the city of L.A., 1,400 in L.A. County.
Wow.
And they're trying to cut it down to only 70, and this is when we have a vacancy rate in our commercial properties of over 15%.
I mean, they're complaining that, oh, these places are everywhere, and yet every one of these places has a well-lit parking lot. They have security guards out front, and these are some of the only income in some of these bad neighborhoods. And what they're doing is they're putting down these ridiculous zoning things, saying like, oh, if you're, 1,000 feet from a school or 1,000 feet from a neighborhood, by which...
I think they've lowered that to 500 feet from a residential area. But every one of them practically is near 500 feet of a residential area. We're in a city.
Yeah, I mean, if you're familiar with L.A., every single commercial building is within 500 feet of a residential structure. So it's impossible. It's a joke. And so basically the people of California, the people of L.A., everybody has voted on what they want, and yet they keep doing this. And what's interesting right now as how it kind of keeps shifting back and forth from the feds to the locals to whatever. And so it's the DA that's bringing these charges on Jeff right now. And, he's sitting in jail now until March 4th in his next hearing. I mean, he could be going away for some serious time.
And I spent 7 days in that county jail, and it is torture. You think we treat our prisoners in Iraq poorly. I didn't eat for 7 days. I lost a lot of weight. I didn't even go to the bathroom for 7 days. It was so disgusting. Thank God I speak fluent Spanish. And, but I was really, and I'm sure Jeff is, one of the only middle-aged white guys in there. It's pretty much all black and brown people. And it's really disgusting. Ron Paul is right. The CIA has committed a coup in our country, and they're really evildoers, and they're the real drug dealers.
By the way, cue that Ron Paul. We actually have the original great guy send it to us. Yeah, Campaign for Liberty's in the government, ships in the drugs. They've been caught literally thousands of times, not hundreds, thousands. And we've had a coup over our nation. But the one of the most important things you just said, Craig, because I've seen this in other areas, I've seen dry counties in Texas where only the retired cop who pays his friends off is allowed to run a bar where it's a club. Anybody else gets shut down. I guess it's the same thing here. You're saying police own their own dispensaries, and of course those don't get touched.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they're like retired police. I think they're doing operations to catch the vendors when people come in to sell medical marijuana, and they also find out who's using medical marijuana, and the police run medical marijuana clubs, sell the absolute cheapest pot around, and it's usually a little dried out, as if they're stealing it from people like Jeff and myself and then reselling it.
I was about to say, it's also on the news that the police go and grab money and drugs and don't even file it now. They just openly keep it. I mean, we're as bad as Mexico.
Well, that happened in my first situation. Brett Bogue, who is also in the movie, came into my temple, and I wrote him a check. And he actually, I have him on video arriving with the police. That's why, I mean, I think this movie, they do want you to watch it. It's partly financed by, I believe, the CIA, and Kevin can talk about that. But these guys are actually selling the pot. I wrote them a check for the pot. They gave me the pot, and then they came and seized the pot, and they kept the money from the cash check, and I still owed them money, and I still owed money to a couple other vendors that I'd done my best to pay off. But Brett and his brother never, ever asked me for the money that we owed them, the balance, because it wasn't their money to begin with. It was the government money.
I'm not there in L.A. I don't even know who these people are that you're talking about.
The guy in the movie. He's got like a whole commercial in the middle of the movie where it builds his credibility as I've won the Cannabis Cup and won this, and he works for the government, and he's one of the guys creating the genetics. You know, he's created the genetics for Grape Ape, Kaya Kush, Bubba Kush, Sour Grape.
Wait a minute. How do you know he works for the government?
Because I have it on video when I got arrested in the first case. I've known this guy for years and years and years. Kevin can tell you all about him.
Amazing. Well, let's continue to talk about the film, ladies and gentlemen, which It's just incredible information. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. It sounds like stuff is just crazy there in Los Angeles.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Issue of this campaign, if the mass media would get a hold of it and do something about it, but they're covering it up. And that is you were talking about the government involvement in drugs. There have been government investigations, there have been private investigations, and we've interviewed a lot of people, ex-CIA people, who have talked about the CIA involvement in drug operations for many decades. It's public knowledge, though once again the media are not saying anything about it, that Oliver North and his people involved with the Contras have been running drug operations, cocaine primarily, bringing it back into the United States. And there are other investigations which show that George Bush's office, Donald Gregg particularly, and the people he was working with, have been supervising an enormous drug operation, which once again was sending illegal arms or down to the Contras and elsewhere and bringing cocaine and other types of drugs back into the United States. But neither the Democrats aren't talking about this. Now, Are the libertarians talking about this, and did they put this into the framework of the drug law situation that you're talking about?
We talk about a whole lot. Of course, we always have the trouble of getting the attention that we think it deserves. There have been a few Democrats that have talked about it. Senator Kerry's office has done some work.
He's done a lot of the investigation.
Right, and I think he's on to something, and I think we've gotten some other information, too, of course, that the CIA has given Noriega over the years $200,000 a year.
Oh, yes.
And they kept feeding him money, even when Bush was the head of the CIA. I think George Bush is deep into it, well over his head. Somebody asked me once if I thought George Bush knew about as much what's going on as Ronald Reagan. I think George Bush knew a lot more about what was happening in the CIA, because I think Reagan was probably more removed from it just by his own personality.
That's Ron Paul back in the 1980s in Austin, Texas, with Alternative Views. When I got to Austin in the early 90s, I would watch the show and learn quite a bit. That show was very formative. I didn't know till later Tommy Pallotta in the early 90s, no, even before that, because he was in Slacker in the early 90s with Rick Linkletter, I guess right around that time. I haven't talked to Tommy yet, but I believe he was involved in that very interview and production. So I remember him talking about meeting Ron Paul in conjunction with that show. But let's go ahead now, and we're queuing up another clip, the one I actually wanted, but that was a good clip, too, of what happened just about a month ago with Ron Paul at a Campaign for Liberty. This is why I love Ron Paul. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, exposing the CIA coup over America. You decriminalize drugs. It is a major blow. This is how they get into our lives with their informants, their police state. Here it is.
I mean, but they're almost like they live in a different world. The military is down, the morale is down, the money is in there. They're going looking for a couple more wars to fight.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever. But no, we don't have to worry. It's not the military anymore, because there's been a coup. Have you heard? It's the CIA coup. The CIA runs everything. They run the military. They're the ones who are over there lobbing missiles and bombs on these countries. It's not even the military that does it. The CIA runs this. And, of course, the CIA is every bit as secret as the Federal Reserve. And yet, think of the harm that they have done since they were established since World War II. They are a government unto themselves. They're in businesses. They're in drug businesses. And they take on dictators.
We need to take out the CIA. Ron Paul, Campaign for Liberty, about a month ago. Now here's the issue. I don't use drugs except for caffeine and tobacco occasionally. And I've even pretty much quit drinking. The point is that I know that they're even keeping it from cancer patients and glaucoma patients and the hundreds of other medical uses. I know that, as our guest was just saying, I don't know about particular cases, but that you have all these dispensaries, some government runs, some government ops behind it. I mean, it's a mess. When the state legalized legal dispensaries, if a medical doctor says you can use this. And the reason the UN and Codex Alimentarius, and that's what I consulted on in the film when Kevin came to interview me, is about the fact that they want to have aloe vera. They've had a raid on aloe vera plantation saying it's evil. A fish oil. They want to make you, in fact, pull up that Toronto Star, about government puts out new rules for pharmacies about over-the-counter vitamins and minerals, saying it's outlawed. You know, not even a law. They just say it. That's why this is so serious. This gives the government the excuse to have informants and secret police and all of this. And now the government wants to control the dispensaries and cut it down from thousands, they're saying, to only 70 or whatever it is in Los Angeles so they control it. If they can't keep it illegal so they can control it and get higher prices, they'll restrict the number of stores to keep the prices high. I mean, this is really a monopoly being set up, isn't it, Craig Rubin? What do you think about what Obama's done? Looks to me like he's gone back on his promises.
Obama has gone back on his promises. And one of my volunteers, Richard Castaldo, was a victim from Columbine. He's in a wheelchair. And he testified in front of the L.A. City Council that when he first came to L.A., he was paying $85 for 3.5 grams of marijuana, and he was finally getting it down to $40, for an eighth. Now he's getting it down to $40 an eighth because there's such a proliferation of clubs. And I believe marijuana is really the key to defeating the New World Order, because it's really all about globalization and being forced to get your resources.
And it takes the profit out of it. It takes the profit out of it, which cuts out the CIA.
But by having pot illegal, we can't grow industrial hemp. Henry Ford built a car out of hemp that ran on hemp fuel. The body, like the Corvette, was a fiberglass and hemp body that it was 10 times stronger than steel. We don't need to go all around the world to get our resources. We can grow food locally, make our clothes locally, our medicines, and marijuana is really the key to defeating the New World Order.
Kevin, again, it's important for people to see how weed won the West. I mean, I think the most important sections of the government drug dealing in the film. Tell folks more about, I mean, you spent years making how weed won the West.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a long labor of love and something where I had to just do more than infiltrate the society. I had to kind of, you know, merge in with these people. It's been a long labor of love. And one of the things I wanted to talk about is, you know, I go through and when you've been posting video clips on YouTube and stuff, it's like only one out of every couple hundred responses is negative. And I keep seeing this one same negative response towards you being a part of this film, Alex, and that is people saying, I can't believe Alex is falling for this. You know, the New World Order wants everybody to be stoned. Yeah, go ahead and be a big stoner and lose your freedoms, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the people that I'd like to address. And by saying that, you know, it's all just a matter of what works best for you. And the fact that we're allowing the government to outlaw a plant is the very basic.
But, Kevin, it's more serious than that. When they outlawed alcohol, the amount of alcohol getting drunk tripled at least, and it corrupted all the police and empowered the mafia. I mean, the point is, if they made alcohol illegal, you'd have people robbing, stealing, and killing to get it and get the money to get it. I don't like alcohol, and it's obvious it kills hundreds of thousands a year. Marijuana doesn't. That's my whole point, is this is hypocritical. The government produced films like Reefer Madness saying you murder people when you smoke it. Maybe you sit there and eat a half gallon of Dutch ice cream. You know, I mean, sure, some people are lazy to begin with. Marijuana will make them lazy. Some people aren't. That's not even my issue. My issue is the government is shipping in the hard drugs. I'm sick of it all. You take away their profit by decriminalizing.
No, and I've been
involved with the hemp movement since I was 12 years old. I used to go down to the beach on the bus and work at the hemp booth. And what's going on is the CIA and government are taking over the marijuana industry, and they're trying to get the genetics so they can sell them to a Monsanto or a Philip Morris or one of these big corporations. And that's where I see the real key of how the New World Order is trying to infiltrate their way into the marijuana industry.
By the way, let's talk about that, because earlier stuff, I don't know what you're talking about, because I just consulted from afar and was interviewed for it. But I do know, and some of this is covered in the film, that big tobacco companies are buying up the key marijuana growing areas, and they are, it looks like, getting ready to come out with the super weed that is really, really strong and then knocking everybody else out. So they know, since most Americans have smoked pot and know it's a joke to have it illegal, are coming in and trying to dominate the key varieties. So, okay, if we can't have it illegal, we'll just have it as a cartel.
Well, I believe that's what's going on, and they were involved in the Amsterdam growing, and what they're specifically, the government's role, is to develop the genetics to then hand over using taxpayers' money, and then they hand over those genetics eventually either to themselves as they retire or to large corporations and then get their big retirement for having dealt drugs for the government for years. That's my opinion.
Kevin, you researched that for the film. What do you think of what he just said?
You know, there's a lot of different conspiracy theories going on there. It's hard to know what all's true and what's not true. I mean, another big theory is that the government is also engaged in trying to put things into the genetics of marijuana seed to make it so they'll stop being able to breed. I mean, you've obviously heard of that, Craig, right?
Well, that's a Terminator seed that they're trying to do with any plant, so that you'd have to go back every single season to the seed provider to get your genetics to be able to farm any product. But
you know, I mean,
I don't think about
marijuana, a lot of people that don't understand, I mean, a lot of people make fun of the term medical marijuana. And all I know is that when I was younger, you know, and I tried smoking marijuana, it was the cheap, you know, what we call Mexican dirt weed with all the sticks and seeds in it. When you smoke that stuff, it makes you feel stupid and lazy and groggy. When you try some of this medical marijuana, some of this stuff, it's so clean, it doesn't even really make you get high. and it just has the medicinal benefits.
Well, that's right. And to be clear, I haven't started smoking marijuana because of this, but when Joe Rogan was in town, he invited me out to dinner to buy me dinner. And, I don't care, folks. I drink a beer here and there, and I hadn't smoked pot probably in 15, 20 years. Who knows? I guess it was in high school 18 years ago, college 17, so maybe 17 years. And he said, smoke this. And I smoked one hit of it and was literally, I was like, what is this? Because I had more energy. I was more awake. And then he explained to me that there's marijuana varieties that wake you up, and everyone's always known this, and the main crud stuff out of Mexico is what makes you tired and lazy and have the munchies. And so the government's known this all along, and 80 years ago got really scared of this. And so I guess a few months ago, I mean, I smoked one hit of marijuana, and it was totally different from the stuff I'd smoked a few times in college and high school that made me feel groggy and stupid. I did it as an experiment, and it was very interesting. Go ahead.
No, and that's exactly what the government doesn't want you to try, because also you can grow that stuff yourself. You don't need to get it from Mexico. You don't need to get it off the black market. You don't even have to buy it from a dispensary if you don't want. And that's really what this all comes down to.
All the studies show that type of marijuana literally does work with depression. I mean, Prozac on the insert makes you kill yourself and get more depressed, and it's a deadly chemical that rots your brain and your liver, on record.
Something that's interesting about being in and around all these, like, large marijuana events. This weekend, they just had the HempCon at the L.A. Convention Center. There's hundreds of thousands of people here. It's like the most mellow, even keel group. Everybody is so friendly and focused, and it's just so different than any other kind of like drug culture or alcohol culture. I mean, I'm not putting down Oktoberfest. I mean, we've got a place in Fredericksburg. I love, these kind of things, like, say, Oktoberfest, where everybody gets just bombed, and you've got fist fights breaking out. People are upset, getting advice with their wives, et cetera, et cetera. And then you go to one of these big new marijuana rallies, and it's just this really kind of even keel, friendly atmosphere. It's just really hard to describe.
Well, I literally
sit up for 1 second, guys.
Yeah,
I think that part of the problem with the United States is, and the reason that the liberty movement is growing so rapidly, is that there's this big spiritual deficiency. And one of the reasons people come to marijuana, the marijuana culture, or medical marijuana, is because they feel a part of something bigger than themselves, and they feel a part of that 420 culture. And, you know, I personally believe in the Bible, but I believe that marijuana is something that makes people feel part of a community and helps fill that need, and that when they're using it and they don't seem sick, but they're using it for medical reasons, that it's really a spiritual deficiency that people are suffering
from
in our
society. Listen, I'm out of time. I'm out of time, guys. I've got to cover another key issue, but we'll talk to you again soon. How Weed the One, the West, really part two of American Drug War, available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Investigate it for yourself. I think overall, whatever type of marijuana is being smoked by the general public, it does hurt some people, but the medical uses are certainly good and proven, and that's what we investigate in this film on government drug dealing. Kevin and Craig Rubin, I want to thank you both for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I got a jump. Go ahead, Kevin.
Anybody out there who doesn't think it should be legalized is that whether it's legal or not, you're not stopping anybody from trying it, okay? Marijuana has been and will always be available.
By making it taboo, all the studies show it becomes avant-garde and trendy, and more people use it. Okay,
well, it's really something for our economy as well.
Guys, I got a jump. Thank you. I appreciate you both coming on with us. Okay, separately, I want to talk about Deborah Medina here at the end of the show. We're going to skip this final break. Okay, this is a network break. We're skipping it. They came up to me during the first hour of the show and gave me this Examiner article. Deborah Medina agrees that 9/11 truthers' beliefs are despicable. And I'm familiar with the writer, L.A. County Libertarian Examiner reporter. I know he's done some good reports in the past. They confirmed that it was audio of her on one of my big enemies who's lied about me, this Mark Davis, that she was on there. And I told you when I came out and said I'm very upset with Deborah Medina, and most of the calls, 95% of the calls we're getting are very supportive and understand because they heard what I actually said. other people are going to misconstrue what I've said about Deborah Medina. It isn't that she's not a 9/11 truther. That's not why I'm mad at her. I never asked her about it when she's been on the phone and in the studio, because I know it wasn't one of her issues at State of Texas. It's that when she went on Glenn Beck, they set her up. I'd had people in her campaign going, oh, help us get on Glenn Beck. I said, he's going to attack you. They didn't listen. They never listen. Everybody's just got everything figured out but me. And he set her up and went after her. And she said, quote, the real underlying question here, though, is whether or not people have the right to question the government. I think the fact that the people are even asking questions on this level gets to the incredible distrust career politicians have fostered. And I said, hey, she's not a 9/11 truther, but she supports an investigation. I think she's great. It's a Texas issue because she hadn't flip-flopped. The issue is the flip-flopping. She goes on Mark Davis's show yesterday. This is the number one talk show in Dallas. He fills in for Rush Limbaugh. It's syndicated in some markets, according to what I've read. He's lied about me in the past. Said I said kill Michelle Malkin, even when major newspapers retracted and said somebody behind me yelled it, tried to set me up. They were with Malkin. That was another setup. I get set up at these rallies, folks, and they shoot video a certain way to deceive you. But that came out. And then she went on Dallas, Houston TV, five different TV stations. We played the clip earlier. And said, I think the way those towers fall is very suspicious. And I said, wow, she's like a 9/11 truther. Wow, I like her even more. Wow, she's not retracting. Then they had a shakeup in her campaign last week. Some people got replaced. Suddenly things started changing, and I noticed it. And I was going, man, I got a bad feeling here. Then she came out on Mark Davis's radio show to 6 million people potentially in Dallas and surrounding areas, covers half the state. She went on this big show. And he said, these are despicable people. They're horrible. They're evil. They're bad. She said, I totally agree. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. It's the total 180 flip-flop. That's the issue. It's not about 9/11 truth. It's that I was thrown under the bus. You were thrown under the bus. And I'm sick of it. Now, my question to Deborah Medina is, if she'll come on, that's fine. I'm sure they'll chicken out. I don't care. The truth's all that matters. I don't throw my weight and my listeners' weight behind something and then get double-crossed and not come back at it. You understand that? I stuck up for Ron Paul when he didn't go public for 9/11 truth and says he doesn't believe that and said, great, that's always been in his opinion, fine. He exposes other admitted forms of government-sponsored terror. He's real. And I don't know if she got bad advice or what she did, but will she go back and not be for controlling the border or for open carry or for property taxes? I want to know. This is supposedly this maverick, this person who will 100% tell you the truth, and what she said yesterday, she'll say tomorrow. And I did get a few emails of people saying, you know, Alex, Texas freedom is more important than this. And Texas freedom, you know, as if I should go, yeah, okay, throw us under the bus. Yeah, totally change what you said. And then I become complicit in that. I don't do that. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Occasionally I make a mistake, and I'll admit that. But you notice Mark Davis, we're going to play the clip coming up here in a moment. You notice after she throws herself and us under the bus, she didn't know she was throwing herself under it. He says, well, there's a second point on this. You know, just because you said you weren't cleared or didn't know what you were talking about, that shows you don't have leadership because you didn't know what was going on and didn't know the issues. So, see, they're just going to attack her more. Don't you understand that? I mean, when she came out and went further for 9/11 truth, not just saying a new investigation is reasonable, but, oh, yes. In fact, I'll play that clip first of her two days after Glenn Beck. There's five different clips of this. She went on Houston, Dallas TV, you name it, and said, I think people have a right for an investigation. I think the towers falling was very suspicious. And then, so she's saying she's despicable. Because most 9/11 truthers, she's saying we're despicable. Most 9/11 truthers don't know exactly what happened. They just know the official story is a fraud and a lie. So, here is the video clip of her 2 days after Glenn Beck on television saying that she thinks it's reasonable to question. Here it is.
I think the questions that I've heard asked are how those buildings fell.
Right.
And I don't, I'm not the engineer to know that. And I think those are good, relevant questions to ask. That's not saying our government was involved. I don't know that I think our government was involved. I think there are questions that need to be asked. We need to elect people who are natural born citizens according to our Constitution.
Okay. And there's even more before that. The point is, it's interview after interview after interview. And on Glenn Beck, she said the real underlying question here, though, is whether, and this is a statement on our website, or not people have the right to question our government. I think the fact that people are even asking questions on this level gets to the incredible distrust career politicians have fostered. So I'm like, yeah. Then she goes on a big radio show and says, we're basically despicable. Let's go ahead and play that clip from Mark Davis.
Good.
It is nice to have you. Let's do two things. Let's take a couple minutes and wrap up the 9/11 thing. And then I want you to get to what you want to talk about for these remaining weeks of the campaign.
9 days, I think.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Indeed so. My assertion is it would have been over by now, would have been over in a day, if after the Beck thing you'd have said, boy, I'm sorry, I messed up. I should have identified this 9/11 truther movement as the despicable paranoid cult that they are. What a horrible, hateful belief to have in your head that 9/11 was an inside job. Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said no.
A despicable, horrible cult. Back it up to her answer. I want people to hear that. This is unedited. Despicable, horrible cult. Oh, I agree, Mark. I agree. They're a despicable, horrible cult. Weeks before, after Glenn Beck, oh, I think the way those buildings fell, I have questions. Now we're a despicable, horrible cult, and I agree. And then I'm bad. Alex Jones is bad for actually being steadfast and seeing a flip-flop like this and getting angry. I want you to call Medina. Their lines have been busy. And I want you to get through. 877-WE-TEXANS. Yeah, we Texans aren't double talkers and flip floppers and side crab walkers. 877-938-3926. Or contact at MedinaForTexas.com. This isn't about 9/11 truth. This is about flip-flopping. Glenn Beck now says he believes in global warming now that it's collapsing, trying to save it. He says he wants value-added taxes. He says he wants the Patriot. He says he's for the banker bailout. He says that's what we're talking about, is a bunch of double-talking people. I've had it with double-talk. Play her again. Play it.
I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said, no, absolutely, I'm not a truther. I think it's abundantly clear I'm not a truther. You know, those things happen to us, and we pick up, say, should have done that better, mm-hmm. Move on, and that's what we've done.
Then there's just one other thing that's left, because not being a truther is great. And I'm thinking, of course you're not. Of course you're not. But sometimes the wisdom is defined by knowing whom to praise and whom to, quite frankly, condemn. Someone walking around with the belief that America would do this to its own people, that President Bush and those around him would slaughter our own citizens in order to justify war, is a despicable thing to
agreed.
Believe. And if that's, and you want to be on record as agreeing with that.
Agreed. Yeah. I was thinking in terms of a commission report, mm-hmm. not in terms of what, you know, individuals are out there doing. And the commission report, I think, is the thing that I was getting back to, none of which, as you indicate, has a direct impact on what's going on.
Now he stabs her.
In Texas right now, with the exception of, we ought to be concerned about terrorism and what's coming across our southern border.
Indeed. All right,
we haven't addressed that issue, and we really need to be focused on that. We've, of course, been out talking about how important border security is.
That's enough. We won't have time to put the rest of it. Radio show is over. The video clips are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to see them in their entirety. I mean, this is unbelievable, and I'm not putting up with it. I don't know. She can retract it if she wants or clarify it. Fine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.